Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful day today. It's the first day in the month of February 2025. If you crossed over, I want you to, with all your breath, all your might, all your power, I want you to just scream hallelujah to the one who has made this possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we have come to say thank you. 1,000 tongues is not enough to tell you how grateful we are for a brand new day. Lord, we have come to offer our sacrifice of praise unto you this morning. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, today is the first day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday and I hope you are about to start a beautiful weekend. Today we will be continuing a series from yesterday. God Teaches Part 2. God Teaches Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 8. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus chapter 14 to chapter 15. Leviticus from chapter 14 to chapter 15. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 25 verse 4. Psalm 25 verse 4, which says, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Psalm 25 verse 4. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 14. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 6 it reads, however, we speak wisdom among those things who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit, it searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, yesterday I narrated how God helped me to complete my PhD thesis by teaching me how to solve a complex mathematical problem through his word. Today I want to share with you another dimension of how God teaches his children. During my postgraduate studies at the University of Lagos, my supervisor, an Indian, gave me an assignment just before he traveled. When he returned, I had made significant progress, which made me ask him, Enoch. Which made him ask me, Enoch, I know that you're a Christian, so you wouldn't lie. Who helped you? I didn't believe in God, but he knew that Christians do not lie. I knew that if I said Jesus, he would laugh at me. So I said Professor Emmanuel, referring to one of the names of Jesus in Matthew 1 verse 23. When you become intimate with God, you will start operating on a level of wisdom and understanding that is above your peers. The closer you are to God, the wiser it will make you. You will begin to answer questions in such a way that it will be obvious to people that you are being taught by God. You will look at difficult situations and God will impress their solutions in your spirit. By the time you execute the solutions that God gives you, people will think that you are very smart. Whereas you only have a teacher who is greater than all teachers. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 27, the Bible says, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." In Yoruba land where I come from, there is a saying that when the leaf stays long with the soap, it also becomes soap. Being baptized into Christ signifies that you are now one with God. As you grow in Him by praying regularly, fellowshipping with other believers, studying your Bible, evangelizing, and so on, you will start living the same way Christ have if He were physically on earth. You will start operating on a level of wisdom that is higher than that of those around you because you have surrendered to God and are completely sold out to Him. Beloved, God is the greatest teacher of all. In Him lies all wisdom and knowledge, like we see in Colossians 2 from verse 2 to 3. If you put your trust in Him and lean not on your own understanding, like in Proverbs 3 verse 5, He will be your teacher. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, when you become sufficiently intimate with God, you will start doing things like Him. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.